Hello, lovely ones, and welcome to this episode of Unraveling. Today, I am sharing a solo episode on some ponderings and some contemplations that I've had over the last, well, few years, really, but I just kind of felt really called to share them because I've been really diving into the ways that motherhood and business have woven together to bring me closer and closer to a more aligned version of myself. So this episode is really about some of the surprising ways that my business has grown, evolved, and expanded because of motherhood and thanks to becoming a mother. And this may not be for everyone, this episode, but I just feel like it's something. There is a lot of negativity around running a business, being career minded, and also being a present mother. And I think it's really important to be aware of the challenges, of course, but also not to get too stuck in some of the narratives around how hard it is to bring together and weave together all the parts of us when it comes to our mothering. And this, I by no means have this all like figured out and kind of nailed, so to speak, at all. So I'm really just reflecting on my own experience and what it has given to me. And also what I'm noticing in myself, in that I've felt very much at times when I've been in really, really challenging places in my motherhood journey that actually I really needed to have those kind of emotions and those challenges validated. But I also have noticed that sometimes I can get stuck in that victim space and stay there for longer than I need to. And actually that does not serve me, and it doesn't serve my mothering, and it doesn't serve my ambition and my business. So today I want to talk about business and motherhood and just how much this journey and weaving the two together has actually gifted me. And I am naturally an ambitious person, and I have run my own business for many, many, many years. And I wasn't sure how motherhood would change me in terms of my ability or my desire even to run a business. And I really, really wasn't sure if I would even want to continue having a business once I became a mother. But actually, if anything, I think it fueled it even more for me. And so I landed in motherhood with a very open mind, but very soon into my journey, I realized that I needed my art. You know, my business to me has become my expression and my art. It has become a really important part of the way I live. You know, it's very important to me. My work is very heart-led. It's very, very much a big part of who I am. And I struggled with that at first because I felt like I shouldn't feel that way about my work. And I know like everybody has their own different experiences. And for me, this was just how it felt. And I felt like I couldn't, I felt such a loss at not being able to, you know, to work in the same way that I had done before. I also was very aware that I also had this huge, huge, huge amount of gratitude and had gained so much in my life. So it was holding those two polarizations together. Really, see, even my throat chakra, as I'm speaking this, because this feels quite vulnerable to share. These pieces of myself, like I felt like I had to almost hide the fact that like my work was so important to me, and of course so was my baby and my daughter and my family. Like everything, all of these pieces of me are just so important to me. But I felt such a I had to go through like a real grieving process for how much it had changed from what I was used to. And actually, that was the gift. So allowing myself to grieve the changes then allowed me to let that go, let that version of myself go, and then be in a space where I could start to see a different way, a new way, to see myself in this new version of myself, my new identity, and see how I could weave the two together and how I could actually start to see the absolute expansive opportunity that I feel has motherhood has given me. And it might sound really bizarre, because for most people all we hear is like, well, you don't have time to do this, you don't even have time to go to the toilet on your own, or you know even if you have a shower you're lucky, kind of thing. And so it sounds a bit strange to think that actually I could have my business could have grown and improved and actually expanded because of the lessons from motherhood. But actually it's really very much been my truth. And that's not to say it's been easy, and it's not to say that I haven't had to find my feet with this. I'm 2.5 years in now at this point, and I'm in a season now where actually, you know, Sophia is in childcare, and I do have more space, and there is an element of like having to surrender into the seasons that we're in, particularly around like where we're at. And that is hard to do. And I did find that hard at the very beginning. But I also found ways to bring in those pieces. And even if it wasn't as to the extent that I used to be creating, like little pieces, little nuggets of it, even daily, were like soul food to me. So the first thing that I really noticed when I became a mother and how it shifted my business was that I had a lot of time and space before, I realize now. And in some ways that actually wasn't particularly helpful to me, because it almost gave me too much like thinking time, and too much. When an idea would come in, I'd allow myself to kind of really run with it and just explore it. And in some ways that was great, but I also, a lot of those ideas weren't really meant for me. They were more just like fleeting ideas, but I'd cling on to them because I had the time to evolve them and to share them. And that was great. But actually when I had far less time, it absolutely laser focused me into the things that really nourished me. So that's nourishing me financially, but also nourishing me on a kind of like deep purpose level. So it made me focus and it made me kind of declutter every part of my business, because anything that did not light me up and bring me that spark, it was not worth me not being with my daughter for, because I wanted to be with her. I wanted to be present with her, but you know, and doing work that didn't light me up, I just felt like it wasn't worth being away from her for that. So it really kind of created this focus of, okay, you know, instead of just kind of flitting around and exploring all these different things, which is great if you have the space to do it, but now actually, like, what is it that really nourishes me? What are the things that I really want to spend these short periods of time putting my energy into? And that kind of, you know, leads on to this like very much like energy efficiency. Being in this phase of motherhood has really taught me about being efficient with my energy. I don't want to use up my precious energy. It is so precious, my life force. I don't want to use it up on things unless they are completely aligned and attuned to the person that I want to be and the creations that I want to create. So it has caused me to be really ruthless with my energy, which has in turn created a much stronger set of boundaries around the kind of work I would take on and the kind of things I will say yes to, and actually the things I will say no to, even if on paper they make absolute sense. If they are not energetically sustaining me or nourishing to me, then these have been things that I have really learned to actually just say no to, because again, I don't have all this big expansive space to, you know, it, I don't want to waste my energy on things unless they are really truly aligned to like my soul. And that has led to actually a more, you know, to drawing in the and being more magnetic to the people that are respectful of those boundaries and that are actually want to work with someone like me and our values kind of match up. So like energetically, by having that focus and that those strong boundaries, it's really helped to draw in the community and the like-minded souls that then do feed my soul. So it all has this like lovely cycle of reciprocity. That word I can't ever say. It's also, motherhood has also really deepened my why. It has been, you know, it has re-motivated me and really helped me anchor into my, like, the why of doing this, of doing my work. And like, it's brought me closer to, again, feeling that sense of soul fulfillment rather than just kind of like surface level fulfillment. It's really helped me deepen and anchor into the motivation as to why did I set this business up in the first place? What is it that I really want to do? Why do I want to do this work? And for me, it's about connection, and it's about community, and it's about deepening our relationships with ourselves, and about finding ways to live our life in a truly fulfilling way. And it's about transformation. It's about allowing ourselves to be transformed by, for me, you know, the modalities of transformation are, you know, business is one of the biggest things of, it's the biggest modality of transformation. That and motherhood, the two together, those two parts, they have been like my biggest catalysts in my life. So it's really re-motivated me to connect to that, because, you know, just having my daughter and having her around and like letting her, I want to model for her that she can live a life on her terms and live a life that is full of purpose and live a life and create opportunities for herself that are stemming from something that really, really fulfills her. And so by anchoring into that for myself, because actually I want to model that to her, it's really brought me like such a beautiful focus into my own work. The other biggie, I suppose, is the depths of shadow work that motherhood has brought me to, in terms of looking at all of my shit, all of the stuff that before I didn't necessarily have to face because I wasn't having it reflected to me in so many ways. So much of that stuff has been mirrored to me by my daughter, like past wounds and beliefs and habits and things that are really uncomfortable to look at. They are inescapable when they're being mirrored to you by a child. And by being with those and getting to know those shadow parts of myself, seeing the parts of myself that I have managed to kind of avoid for quite a long time, getting to know myself on this like deeper level. So motherhood has given me that opportunity, and in turn that has then brought, that has had a transformative effect on my business, and once again brought me to a more alignment in my work, because you just, you know, business and motherhood, there's so many similarities in that they are raw and tender journeys, and they are all about creation, and they are, you know, business and motherhood, you know, you're birthing something, you're nurturing something, you're bringing something to life. you know, I see my business as a living being in its own right. And I see all of the offerings within my business as their own, they have their own like essence. They're all stemming from that deep, deep place within, but they are these like living beings. And actually by getting to know myself and in both business and in motherhood, it has led to a much stronger acceptance of myself. And it's also given me the opportunity to return to compassion for myself over and over again, even if it doesn't happen straight away. And then that has this knock-on effect that in my work, I can also see these things. And I can also see where I perhaps am looking for, you know, attaching to outcomes too much, or trying to control too much, or, you know, comparing myself too much, like seeing all of those come up in motherhood. They also come up in my business. And so working on them in one area has then impacted my business. And the business stuff, you know, I could choose to step away from that, but I can't choose to step away from that in motherhood. Like I'm choosing to go into the fire. And now, like with that strength and resilience to see those pieces of myself, I feel like I'm able to do that also in my business. So that has only led to more expansion, a closer knowing of myself in my business, which has just bringing me closer and closer and closer to the work that really, really feels nourishing to me. It's also, I think, I have this like higher value of myself, I think, weirdly. And it took me some time because I had to really move through this, the expectations of like what productivity really was, and valuing myself and my mother work, I suppose. So valuing the work I do as a mother, as in, you know, raising or supporting Sophia as she grows. I had to really learn to see that as value. And in turn, seeing that has also helped me really value the work that I do in my business as well. And it's also helped me really refuse to settle. Again, as I sort of said earlier, it's like if something's going to take me away from time with my daughter, then it has to be something enriching. It has to be something exciting. It has to be something that fills me up. Otherwise, to me, it's just, I just won't do it. I am one of those people that I really do have to do work that lights me up. I literally have like an inability to do stuff that is just like monotonous for the sake of it. And I know some people are like really thrive on that. For me, I've tried it, does not work. And I think that, making the decision to put Sophia in childcare, for example, I wouldn't have been able to do that had I not been doing something that I really loved, because I just wouldn't have seen it as worth it. I would have, you know, it wouldn't have been worth taking time away from her. And, you know, my business as it is, the creative business and, you know, the way that it runs at the moment, is like it is worth putting her into childcare because it really enriches me and it makes me a better mother. It makes me more present because I feel that the pieces of me that need to express and to create in a different format, they are fulfilled. And when I'm not in that space, I do feel drained of life force, which again, to some people it might not make sense, but that is how I feel. So motherhood to me has been this like absolute catalyst of clarity in my work. And I just can't even express how grateful I am to the process for what it has given me. And I really want to highlight some of these incredible transformative opportunities that are within motherhood, because so often it is all about the sacrifice and how much we have to give up, and that we aren't able to bring these pieces of ourselves to this, to bring them together. And I, I feel like there has to be some another perspective. And of course, there's a lot less ability to control. You know, if Sophia is unwell, then my business, you know, I stop my work. And that's a gift in itself. You know, I have the flexibility to do that if I need to. And I feel like that's a gift in itself. But ultimately, my business has actually, I've gone from a business which was not really thriving financially and not really thriving and nourishing me creatively either. And kind of like I was exploring and I was unsure and I was uncertain and I actually felt quite lost. And actually this process has taken me into a deeper, deeper connection with my business, and actually it's refined it and it has expanded it. And for that, I am just so incredibly grateful. So maybe some of that will land, maybe it's just rambles for you, but I'm really appreciative for you listening, and I would love to keep this conversation going. I'd love to chat to other people and see if any of this lands, or maybe there are some other things that you would love to add to this list of surprising ways that actually motherhood has enhanced and helped my business flourish. Then please, you know, drop me an email. I'd love to chat to you more. You can email lauren@laurenbarber.co, or always come and connect with me on Instagram @laurensarahbarber. So for now, I will leave you with that. And I am so grateful always for you engaging in this podcast. If you feel called to share it with anyone, I would love that. And I really look forward to sharing with you again very soon. So until next time, keep unraveling, lovely souls.